Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Georgia. Going to Georgia, the Peach State. I like Georgia a lot. It's a great state. Well, they have a Senate race down there, 2022, against Raphael Warnock, our guy, incumbent Democrat, just got elected. So why is he running again? Hey, I thought Senate terms are 6 years, you say. Well, they are 6 years, but Herschel Walker... Not Herschel Walker. He's the guy who's running now against Raphael Warnock. He was thinking of it even then, but Raphael Warnock, back 2 years ago, ran for the remnants of a seat. The incumbent had stepped down 4 years into his term. So he ran for a two-year term. Finish out the prior term. And he won. But he was a two-year senator, whereas Jonathan Ossoff, the other one who got elected Democrat, is a six-year term because that started fresh, a new term. That means Raphael Warnock has to defend his seat. Raphael Warnock has to defend his seat. He's a very good senator, and he should win, and now I think he definitely is going to win. But Raphael Warnock, remember, the incumbent president, in other words, the party of the incumbent president usually loses Senate and House seats in the first biennium after that election. In other words, people like divided government, somebody's in, this time it's Biden, so maybe they go a little Republican. When Trump got in 2018, they went massively Democratic. That happens all over the place. Well, this particular election with our guy Raphael Warnock is shaping up to actually increasingly be favorable to Raphael Warnock. And why is that? Because Donald Trump, and remember, Donald Trump is the 800-pound gorilla. In the Republican Party, he's the 800-pound gorilla. What he is he's a cult leader. And if the cult leader blesses somebody, lays hands on him, the cult says amen. And yeah, you can have people in the party who go, well, I'm not going to put up with that, but basically, that's a massive endorsement. And we said yesterday that Liz Cheney, for instance, running in Wyoming, a lot of people are going to run against her because she has a lot of guts, has read the Constitution, and she stood tall against Trump. She comes out and says that the election was not rigged, and she's on the January 6th commission to get to the heart of what's going on. And so, of course, she gets all these lowlifes running against her. Well, Trump, the cult leader, endorses one, and a lot of the others, the major ones, drop out and endorse her, like lemmings. They all go over the cliff. Well, in Georgia, something similar is happening. Trump laid hands on a guy named Herschel Walker. Now, Herschel Walker, to the boomer generation, and maybe even other generations, is known as the greatest running back in Georgia history. He was a magnificent football player. And a poll just came out in the Republican primary. He has 75% of the Republican electorate behind him right now for Senate because Trump endorsed him and because Herschel Walker is the greatest football player in Georgia history. The number two guy, and they put a number of names on the ballot, the poll ballot, number two guy is at 6%. And he's the state agricultural commissioner. But when you're behind 75-6, let me tell you something. You know, you can say all you want, oh, it's name recognition, Trump, maybe that'll fade. But, you know, that's a massive lead. And we're talking about something, well, less than a year away. Their primary next year in 2022, less than a year away. And so that's, you have it. Herschel Walker, if he keeps this up, will probably be the Republican nominee against Raphael Warnock. Now, is that good or bad? Well, I think it's good for Raphael Warnock because of the following. Herschel Walker has publicly said he has mental health issues. He has publicly identified his mental health issues. He has played Russian roulette. Russian roulette is you hold a pistol to your head, and let's say there's six chambers, and you put a bullet in one of them and spin. Pull the trigger. You have a 1 in 6 chance of killing yourself. You have 5 in 6 chance of not killing yourself. And this is an innovation introduced in probably, you know, since the beginning of mankind, but don't do it. But in Russia, in the novels of the 19th century, you get these drunk college students that do it. 1 in 6 is a little over 15%, you know, to kill yourself. And he played Russian roulette. He also was abusive to his wife and girlfriends, drew a gun on one of them. They come out against him very strongly. My own opinion, because I like Herschel Walker, my own opinion is he got hit on the head a lot in the NFL. Remember something, he's a boomer. When he ran, you know, the technology, the helmets and a lot of other things was different. When back then in the Bart Starr era and just afterwards, if you got hit on the head, the press said you were seeing stars, quote, seeing stars. That was a badge of honor. And then you got up and kept playing. They had no concussion rules. They didn't go, oh, you got hit on the head, you're coming out for the game. Those guys, take a look. And a guy that I like a lot, Brett Favre, he talked about this. Brett Favre is a quarterback, got hit on the head a lot because he was a very brave quarterback and he fought like heck all the time. And he played in the 90s and the 00s. Herschel Walker was a boomer. Herschel Walker paid, it was 3 yards in a cloud of dust, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Time after time, he ran into the line and butted heads. And they didn't have any this business that if a guy tackles you and points his helmet at you, you throw him out of the game. They exulted when they did that back then. And this is a bad stuff. Many of you don't remember, and I barely do because I was a little kid, hockey goalies didn't wear masks. Did you know that? At one time, hockey goalies didn't wear masks. And you see some of the great goalies in the 50s, they had no teeth. Why they have no teeth? Because they took a puck in their teeth. That's what happened. So bad technology, bad thinking back then. So Herschel Walker got beaten in the head for a long time. Great running back. Herschel Walker, if you take a look at him, listen to him, the question is, he is going to be the Republican nominee. He will be the Republican nominee for the Senate against Raphael Warnock. Can he beat Raphael Warnock? Well, Raphael Warnock has a very, very strong history in that state. Civil rights. And frankly, now that he's been in the Senate, he's by no means on the far left or even on the left. He's a very thoughtful guy, very, very thoughtful guy, representing the interests of everybody, regardless of race in Georgia. And you put up against him a guy who is violent with his wife and girlfriends, has said publicly that he has a disorder and he has mental health issues and has played Russian roulette. It was hit on the head for a long time. And he's going to get up and do what? Donald Trump supports me. Well, you know, okay, Donald Trump supports you. That'll help you in the Republican primary. That's not going to help you in the general election because you're going to get the Trump votes. And then you have Trump. What he did is Donald Trump elected Raphael Warnock and Jonathan Ossoff. And why do I say that? Because he went into that state in Georgia and said, there's no use voting. It's been rigged. Remember that? Well, when he did that, he did it to save his own sorry skin. He knew from the polls he was going to lose. So he figured if he could throw shade on the Georgia election, well, then that would translate over and they would reverse the vote somehow. That's what he says. Well, I'll tell you what. All it did was it got Jonathan Ossoff and Raphael Warnock elected, and it's going to get them elected again this time, Raphael Warnock. We're going to a break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more Matt Flynn Direct after the break.